Father, we thank you that Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body, be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who called you, who also will do it. So, Father, we thank you for these promises. We thank you for these promises because they apply to us. We thank you because of the new covenant. It's a new covenant with, based on better promises. The better promises are not because your promise wasn't good. It's because the law was weak because of us. Couldn't get the job done. But the blood of Jesus gets the job done. It brings us into the presence of God. So we thank you today that we're going to be reading the Psalms, which bring us into the presence of God and show us what it is to agree with God and to understand what it is for His Spirit and His life to take over in us, even though they're written by an Old Testament saint. We thank you for that you could know God and you could know Him in the power of His Spirit. And we thank you, Father, that you now indwell us by your Spirit every day. The Spirit without leaving us. It's not the Spirit that comes upon us, it's the abiding Spirit. The abiding Spirit of the living God. He indwells us, He empowers us. So we give you praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 124. Again, we've been kind of running through these Psalms 120 through 124. They are, David, it's a rendition that David is thanking God for his deliverance and thanking God for the deliverance of Israel in the days when there was lots of trouble. Anybody have lots of trouble? Huh? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, if you wouldn't have near so much trouble if you didn't watch 24-hour news. Amen. Imagine people, you know, when the only time they heard about anything was Sunday night at 6 o'clock, you know, on the weekly radio address. My goodness, you can't avoid this stuff, you know, we're newsing ourselves to death. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because there's nothing you can do about it. There's so many things you can not do anything about except pray. Amen. There's so many things you cannot do anything. But boy, we just tend to worry a lot. Anybody ever notice that? I mean, you hear about something, you worry about it. Something else to worry about. I mean, you know, Jesus said, you know, sufficient for the day is the evil thereof, and you got somebody else who's piling on just because you're listening to the news. Amen? So what I'm telling you today is relax and spend time in the presence of the Lord. He is your, Jim said it, He is your peace. He is your peace. He is our peace. Amen? Jesus Christ is our peace. He said, my peace I leave with you. This is also in John, you know, where he was speaking to them about the fact that he was leaving. Well, wait a minute, Jesus, where are you going? You can't leave. I mean, we just got started. I mean, we've only been here 3 years. This thing's about to get rolling. He said, no. Well, not, it's going to get rolling, but not the way you think. It's going to get rolling because my Spirit's going to come and dwell on the inside of you. My peace is going to come and dwell on the inside of you. I mean, Peter, you'd noticed that you're just really not real good at kind of being consistent anyway. Amen? Hallelujah. Anybody like Peter? That's my hand. I'm not just trying to get you to help you. Amen. I've noticed I'm not consistent. Praise the Lord. Over 34 years, I have not been consistent. Probably over 54 years, but, you know, we won't count the first 20. Amen? Yeah, nobody was watching the first 20. And then I got married. You know, somebody's always watching. Psalm 124, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. Whoo! How can the Bible start out with such good stuff? Amen? It's kind of like getting your attention. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. Now may Israel say, that's just the first verse, number two. You know, they do this a lot in the Scriptures, they repeat it. Verse 2, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. You remember Psalm 2? You know, the kings of this world and the rulers rise up against the Lord and against His anointed. They're ready to take Him down, you know. And the Lord sits in the heavens and does what? He just laughs. I mean, he laughs. He starts off little, but then he starts really, really guffawing. You know, the big, hearty, you know, are you kidding me? Laugh. You know, the one you're just like, my goodness, I just can't fathom this. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we'd have been in trouble. Amen? And you need to say that. You need to say that. Say it. If it had not been. Oh, come on. Do it again. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. Okay, so you can just add whatever to that. All right? Because you're prefacing your statement by the condition. Is the Lord is where? He's on my side. Say, you want to have a tug of war, I want the Lord on my side. Amen? Guess who wins? Me. I win. You know, we're having a tug of war, it's me against you, except for the fact that God's on my side. He's on my side. He's with me. And all of my mistakes and all of my foibles and all of my troubles and all the things that I can't do, I can't even keep my feet properly positioned. You know, I'm on my back. Yeah, there's no way. I'm face first in the mud. But if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side. Hallelujah. There's no help for you beside Him. Amen? You know, the world wants you to think that there's opportunities and ways to get help. There is no way. All of them fail. You know? Habitat for Humanity just got blown away. I mean, I'm not happy about it, obviously. You know, it's great work they're doing, but it just all got blown away. If it had not been for the Lord who was on their side, amen, they trusted in the Lord. I'm trusting in Him. I'm not telling you something that I'm trusting in Him, so, you know, I'm better than y'all, or I've, you know, been doing it longer. No, it's an encouragement. Trust in the Lord. Now, what does that mean? That means to, first of all, say it. First of all, say it. You know, I mean, you're afraid of what your kids hear. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Right? You know why? Why are you concerned about that? Because when they hear stuff, they listen to stuff. And when they listen to stuff, then they might think stuff. And if they think stuff, they might do stuff. Well, how about, why don't you begin to say, if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side. Start remembering what the Lord has done. Start remembering what the Lord has done. Make a habit of remembering what the Lord has done. Amen? Dave, do you remember what the Lord has done? You should write it down. Write them down. Put them down. Rehearse it. Tell somebody else. Anybody ever get together with somebody else and you tell them, oh, you should have been with me this week. Oh, my goodness. Let's rehearse that. Rather, let's rehearse. You know, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side. He's moving in me. He's transforming me. He's changing me. He's raising my kids for me. Glory to God. Because I mess up all the time. Amen? And when I've messed up big time, I know that He is able to redeem what I've messed up. If it had not been for the Lord on my side. So I'm always going, may Israel say it. Amen? Say it, say it, say it, say it. Start saying. You know, Psalm 91. You know, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. See, I'm encouraging you to do these things. To begin to, not because it'll please God. And whoa, you know, I'm always watching out for pleasing God just so, you know, He doesn't write me off His list. No. He's not writing you off your list. What you're doing is enjoying the blessing and enjoying the benefit package. Amen? With Him, will He not also give you all things? So once I'm in, I'm going to start opening up and looking at the benefit package. You know, when you get the little book, you know, when you're working, you see what's in this job. You know, what's part of the package? As Dave looks at that, you know, when he's working for a new company, you know, he's looking at the benefit package. Well, here it is. It said, forget not all of His, bless the Lord, O my soul. See, there's another say. There's another say. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. All the grumpy parts, yeah, those two. Okay, all you guys. All you grumpy, griping guys, yeah, come on up front, center, front and center. Okay, start praising the Lord. No! I mean, do you have a part of your brain that just kind of hides out in the corner and just likes to just just like to keep that in the side? I do. Amen. Janet catches it all the time. You know, what are you doing? You know, well, I was just confiding in you. Yeah, right. I don't want that. You know, I don't want all your complaints, you know. Complain to the Lord. No, just rejoice. Rejoice. Stop. Don't make an excuse to make a complaint. Amen? Because what it does is steals from you. Amen? It does. It steals from you. And so what you want to do is when it comes up, you say, no, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Amen? Well, you can't even get very far in these things, you know, and you start meditating. Right? Amen. What you want to do is take the Scripture and you want to begin to meditate on it. You want to get to the first stopping place you can and begin to meditate on it. You know what Selah means? That's right. It's all over these Psalms. Think about it. Stop and think about it. Stop and chew on it. Stop and meditate on it. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Get every bite out of it like a good steak. Just, you know. I mean, just enjoy the Word of God. Or banana pudding, whatever you like, you know. I probably just ruined some of you right there. Just, you know, banana pudding, bleh. You know, whatever it is, you enjoy. Let the Lord, let the Holy Spirit, let the Word of God, the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Amen? Again, all of these things that we say, you know, remember Pastor Jim preaching, he talked about chair 5. Well, see, all of these things, to say these things, to declare these things is chair 5. Amen? Because outside of chair 5 is back in chair 4 is that, you know, you can complain all you want. It's fine. It's not a problem. But you're not enjoying the fullness of the blessing. Amen? Amen. Say amen. See, you're not enjoying the fullness of the blessing by continuing, but to say no to the flesh, again, not to be good, not to be acceptable to God, we're not talking about that. We're talking about sanctification, which is trusting in His promise. Amen? This is not you being good and you behaving and God finally liking you. He already likes you. He already has you're His beloved. He has already taken you in, and He's enjoying having you in His house. It's like that son that came home, you know. He's all dirty, scummy, you know, been in the pig pen. Put the robe on him. Put the ring on him. Put the shoes on him. Bring him in. He's dirty. Bring him in. But then the boy, what did he hear? He heard the word of the Lord in the pig pen. He's, hey, how many of my father's servants have bread enough and to spare? And here I sit starving to death because I'm dumb. Because I didn't think the Father was on my side. I didn't think the Father was on my side. But he realized there in the pig pen that the Father was on his side. Amen? The Father was on his side. If it had not been for the Lord. There was a song that somebody used to sing. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? So I'm always rehearsing. Not where would I be? I don't want to land on where would I be. You know, wow, I would really be. But if it had not been, you don't need to finish that statement. You don't even need to be thinking about that any further than the fact that it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be a blessing. Amen? I would be distracted. I would be crying. I would be hurt. Are there things that have happened that have been devastating? Yes. If it had not been for the Lord who was on your side. Even at that. Thank God you're still breathing. Thank God you're here. You know, I hope you're glad you're here. Glad to be somewhere. Amen. Glad to be somewhere here in the Word of God. So then, if it had not been, verse 2, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. Okay, you have men rise up against you, Chad. You know, as you were talking about today. I mean, you've got people may be rising up against you, but it's just because it's the Spirit of God against the spirit of this world. You know, you may not have anything really to do with it. It's just the fact that you're a light and they're trying to snuff you out. They really don't care who you are. They just want to snuff you out, Angela. Isn't that exciting to know, you know, when you're just right there in front. But letting the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, so you become transformed into a machine powered by the Holy Spirit. And the love of God causes you to roll over when people are rising up against you for whatever reason, whether it's individual, personal, or whether it's just the light that's shining from you. So you're just rejoicing and knowing that the Holy Spirit and the living God are in you and through you and demonstrating themselves to the whole world. You're changing the world. It's just you starting right here. You know, it's like a nuke. I mean, it starts somewhere, right? There's a flashpoint. And every one of you is a flashpoint. Because the Holy Spirit and the power of God resides on the inside of you. And you're a flashpoint every day. Man, that's good preaching. Did y'all get that? You're a flashpoint every hour, Clay. I mean, that's just what you are. You're a new creation. I mean, Manhattan Project, man. Those in there, you know, fiddling with all those atoms and all of a sudden, boom! They got the right formula. It was the blood of Jesus. They got the right formula. And all of a sudden, you're a flashpoint and the Holy Spirit begins to transform the world right there where you are. Amen? Nobody's going to be right where you are. You know, it happened at Hiroshima because that's where it was. Well, you're the flashpoint wherever you are. Amen? You should agree with that. Because people need to have an understanding that the Word of God and the Holy Spirit living on the inside of a human being creates a transformation in a person. And if you'll meditate on that and believe that and let the Holy Spirit do what He wants to do, not you performing, but just thanking Him and praising Him and allowing Him to work that in you, that which is well-pleasing in His sight, the world is transformed. Your world is transformed. Well, I didn't see it. Just trust Him. Amen? Listen, all I'm saying is, don't do something, just trust Him. Trust Him, praise Him, and let Him, you know, detonate. I mean, you don't hold the detonator, right? He does. Okay, get closer, a little closer. Boom. And you transform that guy with the Word of God right there. All right, what is it? What is it? What is that email address? 330, what is 333? The idiot. I mean, he just looking for a disaster to happen. You know, he just pressing in. You know, he's just pressing on that detonator. What's this do? You know. What's this button do if I press on that believer? The love of God comes out. The love of God just blows me away. Amen. Whew. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up alive. See, the Holy Spirit on the inside keeps you from being swallowed up, because you're already swallowed up. If you look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we are swallowed. Well, let's look at that. Let me see if I can find it. I love that. See, the men would have swallowed you up if it had not been the Lord on your side, right? All right. Is that where it is? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, that's one of them. So in verse 54, so when this incorruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then that shall be brought to pass with the saying which is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death is swallowed up in victory. Another scripture I'm thinking about said death is, and if you know where it is, you tell me, it is death is swallowed up by life. Death is swallowed up of life. In this case, in verse 3 of chapter 24 of the book of Psalms, they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. But in the meantime, the Holy Spirit, who dwells on the inside of me, is already swallowed me up. I'm swallowed up of life, by life. Life has swallowed me. I'm a new creation. Never been seen, nothing like it's ever been seen before. It's a new species created by God. Amen? Hallelujah. Holy Spirit living on the inside of a man. Or a woman. Verse 4, verse 4 of 124. Then, at that time, the waters had overwhelmed us, and the stream had gone over our soul. Okay. Anybody ever felt like the stream, like the river just, I mean, you were going under. It was like Matthew, you know. The stream, I mean, you slipped off that slip and that slide and into the deep, and the waters had gone over your soul. And your soul was a mess. Amen? Anybody know what I'm talking about? When I'm talking about the soul, I'm separating your soul from your spirit because your soul still needs sanctification. That's chair 5. Your soul still needs sanctification. Still, it's being saved. We are saved, spirit. Being saved, soul. Shall be saved, body. Amen? So, we're being transformed from one degree of glory to the next. And when trouble comes, it overtakes not our spirit, not my spirit. I'm born of God. See, and if you'll meditate on that and separate that from your soul, which is going, help! That gives you a firm foundation to stand on. Again, let me back up. We're not talking about, I want God to be pleased with me. We're not talking about that. He's already pleased. What He wants you to do is enjoy the finished product. And line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, you're being transformed. You're being changed. You're hearing the Word of the Lord, and the Word of the Lord is changing you. It's changing your soul. Here it said, okay, right? Okay. I always apologize for this. Okay, spirit, soul. They're two different things. Spirit is made alive by God. Your spirit is already complete. Okay? Happy. at peace. All right, that's your spirit. Your soul is, I don't know if you've ever seen this, these little faces they do on Textus and all that. You know, you got one's a happy face, right? Sometimes you got this one with the sad face. Then you got this one here. I love this one. I love that one. That's the one in 2 Corinthians 4:8 that says perplexed. You know. Can y'all see that from there? Yeah. See, that's the one that's perplexed. You know, I don't even know what's going on, but the Bible says that I'm perplexed, but I'm not in despair. This guy's perplexed. Okay, here, let's look at this now. Whoops. So let's look at this now. This spirit here, and flesh, world. This is how the soul is trained, flesh and world. You know, dog eat dog. You know, yeah. I get the golden rule, you know. Do others before they do you. You know. Praise the Lord. I think that's the first thing that Norman got from Robert. You know, do others before they do you. You know. Well, that wasn't the idea. But that's the world. That's how the world is, right? All right. So now we've got the soul, and then you've got 2 Corinthians 4:8, which says these things. Says we're troubled on every side. So troubled. And it says not stressed. Whoops. I put them on the wrong side, folks. Let's do it this way. So this guy over here, he's troubled. This is the flesh. This is the soul. He can be perplexed. He can be, cast down for a second. What's the other two? Yeah, we got that. We'll get on that side. I'm just getting the bad stuff first. Huh? Persecuted, thank you. Somebody looked it up. And cast down, right? Right, okay. So here on the good side we got, we'll make it red, be happy. Okay, troubled, not stressed, because that speaks to you, right? Not distressed, but it says distressed in the King James. So not stressed, not in despair, persecuted, not forsaken, and not destroyed. See, the enemy wants you to believe these other things, that you're stressed, in despair, forsaken, and destroyed. But this is not. But over here on the right side, it's yes, 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 yes. Okay, does anybody understand the difference here between soul and spirit? Your spirit is born again from the heart. You're changed. That's what happens in most of the church. There's no distinction between the soul and the spirit. People say, well, my soul got saved. God saved my soul. And then you get distressed because it doesn't look saved when you look in the mirror. Or when you're talking to your friends or your wife or your husband. You don't look saved. You don't sound saved. Therefore, well, I must not be saved. I am up a creek. I'm in trouble. Anybody like that? I mean, you're so busy looking at yourself instead of God's promise. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I would be in big trouble. Big trouble. Amen. But see, right here now, there's a difference between the spirit and the soul. The soul is coming along. Amen. The soul is coming along. That's the 30, 60, 100-fold. That's the line upon line, precept upon precept. Here up, little. There up. Aren't you depressed by that? You know, here a little, there a little, you know. So, but God's doing it. He knows exactly what needs to be done. I mean, if you're an engineer or if you're any kind of, you know, construction or, you know, you have to understand that you can't do all of this over here before you do all of that over here. You have to do a little bit at a time. Amen? You have to do a little bit here and a little bit here and a little bit here and a little bit here. You know, if you want this bridge, thing to stand up, you got to do this one over here and this one over here. You can't put this one up and then put the thing across. There's nothing to hold it up on the other side, right? So what you want to do is you want to put this one up and then you wonder where the guy went. Well, he went over here to stand up the other one on the other side, at the other end. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Well, I'll draw it, if you think it'll help. All right? So here's your one bridge. Here's where you're looking at it. You know, you're right here looking at it right there. There's the one bridge thing. And then God comes over here, and he's putting up another one over here, and you wonder where he went. You don't know where God went. You're just hoping he'll put this thing across. You're wanting him to get the big thing across so you can cross the bridge. But he's busy setting up the whole scenario for your blessing. But you don't know where he went. God, where'd you go? Said, I'm fixing it up just for you. You know, you just sit there in chair five while I'm getting through. And see, what he's fixing up is chair six over here, right? So praise the Lord. I hope you're getting this. See, what I want you to do, I'm trying to get you out of your brains and out of your flesh into your heart. Amen? That's the one thing. That's the one thing. The needful thing is to get you out of your brains and into your heart. Let the heart, let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Let His Word overtake the world's Word. The world's got a lot of words, right? Remember when the Scripture says there's a lot of sounds. There's a lot of trumpets and a lot of noises in this world. And a lot of them, they're some significant, some not. But you listen to them all, you don't know how to filter them all out. This is how. You filter them all out by the Word of God. Well, how do I figure out how to do that? You don't figure it out. You just let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, and it begins to cipher it all out. It begins to determine, and you begin to know because the Holy Spirit speaks to you, because He is dwelling in you. He is dwelling in you. And He's living with you, and He's hanging out with you. He's in your living room. He's not just a guest who comes and goes through the back door. He actually hangs out in your living room, hangs out in your kitchen, hangs out in your bathroom. You know, I mean, that guy's close by. So you don't want him to just have a little shed, you know, off on the side of the house. You want him to move in, right? And so when you let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, that's just meditate on a promise. It's not, you know, it's not, okay, read the whole thing tonight. Well, I mean, you know, if you did, that'd be neat, but your brains ain't big enough to receive it all. So God's going to just begin to dwell in you and change you, all right? So here's the heart of this thing, is that it's the Lord who's on your side, number one. Number two, He's bringing this to pass on the inside of you, little by little, all right? So that you have an understanding, because let me get right back to this soul thing, is people, again, feel like they're looking at their behavior and they begin to doubt the fact that God loves them or that they're saved, because they're looking at their behavior and accounting that to be their spirit. Well, if I was saved, I'd be doing better. I'd be doing right, you know. But if your heart and you is convicted already, that's the Holy Spirit. And then you say, God, thank you for taking that in me and transforming me. Show me what you're working on. And as I praise you, I'm going to find that I'm relieved. I'm relieved of those things which are afflicting me. Those things which have taken over my soul, which I gave over to Him. There's certain times and opportunities that it may be necessary for you to say, okay, look, there's a spot in me that's just seems to be a besetting sin, something that just won't go away. And so I need some deliverance. I need y'all to pray over me. I need y'all to cast the devil out of my... It doesn't mean he's in your heart, but he's just taking a foothold in your soul. Amen? It's something that your soul and your body have just decided that, you know, they've got a good foothold in. And so we just come alongside you in the name of Jesus, just like Jesus did. He said, Satan, in the name of Jesus, get out. And he can't stay. The guy can't stay. Amen? The guy can't stay. And then that's it. Then you're free to grow. So back here, Psalm 124. So then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. And then the waters would have overwhelmed us, and the stream had gone over our soul. So in other words, again, you have this soul thing where your soul is overwhelmed.
then, even then, the proud waters would have gone over our soul.
That is that's those enemies again. That's those enemies again who had come against you. It's just the enemies of the world. Whether it's a physical, personal, individual enemy or your enemy, the devil, who goes around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Let's see, can I devour you? You look pretty tasty. You know, can I devour you? No, you can't devour me because I'm indwelt by the Holy Spirit. I'm filled with the living God. Now, you're rejoicing and giving praise to God, not afraid when the things come in your way. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 6, blessed be the Lord who has not given us a prey to their teeth. I forgot that verse was coming up. Isn't that weird? The devil is a roaring lion. He just brought that to mind. See, that's the Holy Spirit. You know what? He'll do that with you. He'll just bring things to you. As you meditate on the Word, He'll bring things to your remembrance. Jesus said that. He said, when the Holy Spirit has come, He'll show you things to come. He said, don't worry about what you're going to say. Peter said this in his epistle. Don't worry about what you're going to say when you come to the rulers and the leaders. But I'll give you in that hour. And Peter would be a guy to he'd be a guy to hear that, you know, because you know, hey, you knew that, Jesus? No way, no, you know, dang it. I didn't know it. You know, he swore. You know, I didn't know that Jesus. You know, and he wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, Peter was back and forth, got to walk on the water, and then he sunk. You know, and then hey, yeah, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. And then, let it not be so, Lord, get behind me, Satan. Yeah, man, isn't that like more like us? Right? Yeah, just kind of a mess. Up one day and down the next. Up one hour and down the next. If Peter and Paul that way, how about you? Yeah, pretty much me. It's pretty much you, but the enemy just loves to seek who he may devour. You know how he devours you? He puts condemnation on you that you're not fulfilling the will of God. That's condemnation, I said, not conviction. That's the enemy seeking whom he may devour, because once he's got you down, going down that road, that fork in the road, he's going to take you way out here, and he'll have you committing suicide or something. Or he'll have you just forsaken the gospel altogether because you believed that the Lord was not on your side. Listen to me. The Lord is on your side. I messed up. You know what? The Lord's still on your side. He's on your side. He's on my side. Hallelujah. He's faithful when I'm not, which is a lot. Amen? This is so good. This is just a little bit of Psalm. There's not much in it. But if you'll let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, just get in there and just meditate on it. Write it down. You know what? If you'll write something down, I've found that that'll help you. Huh? I mean, you can try to memorize it or whatever, but you know, if you'll write it down, it tends to stay with you. Maybe you get in here and just write this little 8 verses down. Type it, write it. I found actually handwriting it, even better than typing it. But, you know, do whatever the Lord has for you to do. But let the Holy Spirit work in you. Amen? Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul, is escaped. Say, my soul's escaped. As a bird out of the snare of the fowler. That is the bird catcher. And the snare is what? The snare is broken. The guy had a bad snare. The snare is broken and we are escaped. The snare is broken and I'm escaped. Can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. Y'all didn't get that. Well, you got it, but it was lousy. Can't catch me. You can't catch me. The devil can't catch me. I'm escaped because of the Holy Ghost. See? Now look there. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. My soul is escaped
as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. That's a song somewhere too. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Say it, my help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Well, He made you too, didn't He? My help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, then it would have all come crashing in. It would have all been, we would have been swallowed up. The streams would have gone over our soul. That is the part of me that's kind of prone to believe that things might not go my way. Right? The soul kind of has a proclivity to believe that, you know, things not might not be going my way. That's your soul. Your spirit never says that. So you can always determine who's talking. When the Spirit's talking, it's, I'm in victory. I'm always in victory. You know, when the worst thing happens, I'm always in victory. Well, you just hate to say that in this world, because you mean you should be sad, or you should be mournful, or you should be considerate of somebody's concerns. Now, you have to understand, first of all, that you're here for one reason. You're here to demonstrate the love of God and the power of God and the victory of God over this world and over the enemy in other people's existence. You're a demonstration. You're a light. Amen? That's who you are. You're not here for any other purpose. You're not here to add color. Amen? You know, you're not here to add spice to life. You know, well, unless you're salt, I guess. Amen? You're here as light to expose sin and the need for people to have a deliverance. And you're here to bring that deliverance and to provide it through the gospel, through the good news. It's good news. It's not bad news. Hey, you're a wicked sinner and God hates you. No. You're a wicked sinner and God loves you. You got the message wrong. You're a wicked sinner, God loves you, and He's desiring to bring you into His house just exactly how you are. And what will happen is, as you begin to worship and praise Him, He moves in on the inside of you. I'm talking about your soul too. Some of us got born again, but we didn't get free. Amen? We got born again, but we didn't get free from thinking that we had to do something. All right? So, well, praise the Lord. We can just keep saying the same thing day after day. Oh, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, may Israel say, may the church say, they would have swallowed us up. But blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Let's thank Him today. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Father, I love You, and I praise You, and I thank You that I'm escaped. The snare is broken, and I'm escaped. My soul is escaped. My soul is escaped. My spirit, it's already been escaped. My spirit's already been made. I'm a new man. But my soul now is escaped. My soul's escaped. It got away. My soul got away. Hallelujah. The devil thought he had me, but I got away into the rock, the cleft of the rock. I ran into the cleft of the rock. He hid me. He's hiding me. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. So, Father, we give You praise right now for it. We give You glory and honor. Thank You that our souls escaped because You're on our side. And we're trusting You and letting the Word of Christ dwell in us richly and being changed. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Come bless the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord, lift up your hand in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord.
Let's all stand together. If you need prayer this morning, if you need to be born again, let's pray with you together. Come on down. If you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, if you need prayer for healing or any other need or financial or deliverance of any kind. Now, sometimes we're not going to do deliverance right here at the front, you know. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his loving countenance upon you and give you his peace. You've got it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, depart in his peace. Amen. Amen.